Greetings from Earth, everyone, and welcome to the Creative Cosmos. In fact, you are already there in the Creative Cosmos, a cosmos full of life, full of expression, creation itself, of which you are a part. We celebrate this every show, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we're establishing a new format where the Monday shows are based around me speaking discourse, or in other words, giving educational highlights on areas of metaphysics and psychology and Zen and meditation and you name it in the occult spectrum. We'll get there eventually. We'll speak about it. And on Wednesdays at 3 Pacific, I'm making myself available for your questions. So today's show will be you calling in. And we call it the Darshan Show. And that means it's an opportunity for you to bring any questions about your path, for instance, your own meditative path, because along the way one encounters many different things, and it is helpful to be able to speak with someone who has walked the path and come to know many of these things and can give some reassurance. Or also, it could be an opportunity to speak about relationships in your life. We can discuss anything, or as Doug says, just tell them to tell you their problems. Because we had we get calls through BBS all the time, and sometimes one of our shows isn't on and someone calls in for a psychic or just for someone to talk to. And just having a chance for someone to listen to what's going on can be very unburdening, because many of the feelings that we have don't get expressed. So I also want to create this opportunity that if you have feelings that you feel like you need to express or get off your chest or just talk about, maybe you want to get a little bit of insight on something or a little bit of wisdom or look at things from another way or get an outside input that revolves around truth, you can give a call about that. I'll give the number here, 877-876-5227. Once more, it's 877-876-5227. Give me a call at any time this hour and we can chat about whatever is on your mind. That's what this day is for. If you don't call, I'm going to, of course, go on about other things, but always remember that Wednesdays are for you to call me and for us to discuss what's on your mind. And we've had an interesting day in Paradise today. Paradise, California, as you know, is the home of BBS Radio. And BBS Radio's always got a lot going on. Not to mention the fact that everyone at BBS Radio is also experiencing their own spiritual growth and expansion of consciousness. Because it goes on and on. And we looked out across the land today and saw that there was quite a commotion very near. There was a fire. Yes, folks, Paradise was on fire today. Paradise was on fire. And I captured some video footage. Maybe I'll edit it up a little bit later today and try to post it somewhere so you could see how close BBS Radio came to being on fire as well. Again, if you're out there listening or just tuning in, we had music. The music was down for a couple hours before the show, so I know it'll take a little while for people to tune back in and catch back up. And the reason the tunes were off is we probably got carried away watching the fire. There's quite a fire in Paradise today. It was right out in our backyard. And there was helicopters after helicopters swooping in, dropping the water on the fire. And even some very big airplanes coming in, dropping some kind of fire retardant materials. Quite a commotion, quite an interesting thing to watch. So we want to really thank the firefighters in Paradise and the Chico area today. They really did an awesome job putting that thing out. They just kept at it, and before you know it, it was starting to really tame down. It's really dry in California right now. We haven't had rain for at least a month, maybe longer. That's all I've been here is a month, so that's all I can personally account for. And once again, today, Wednesdays on the Creative Cosmos are called the Darshan shows, which means that I'm here and available to take your call. And the call can be about anything you want. It's not going to be a simple, straightforward kind of psychic reading necessarily. You know, maybe it will. Sometimes I get some good intuitions or perceptions, or I pick up beings around you or things. But usually it happens as we discuss what's going on, and you tell me and express. Whoever is most sincere in their expression will get the most high quality reading, because that's what provokes the spiritual energies to speak through me in that manner. So it's an opportunity. And it's an ancient tradition that's gone on through time. As some of you may know or have heard, I'm in the lineage of Osho. And through one of his sannyasins, I got initiated into Zen ways many years ago and have taken on the path as my own. Created the creative cosmos through my own death and rebirth, dying as a personality, as an ego, and discovering myself as an individual, as a spiritual being, as a divine servant dedicated to bring information to people across the planet to help them in their own transformation. There are so many topics that are left out of the cultural lexicon that need to be brought into it once again. And sometimes just talking about these topics can create the atmosphere for change when we share the energies and we look deeply into the situation. We can help you find out what it is you're meant to do or how to progress on your meditative path. So give a call up if you're out there listening. 877-876-5227. And I've gotten to the point where you can call me in the middle of the night, like Don always does, getting you ready for the show, and give you the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You could give me that much notice, and I could go, and I could do a show, and I could talk through it. Because I always have something to express, and I'm always captivated with life and interested in what's going on. And I truly am interested in people and in helping people who are coming to find out that they too might be on the path, that they're hearing a call or noticing something different about themselves, or coming to realize some of the things that are coming out into the open, such as synchronicities, you know, various coincidences that seem as if the universe is speaking to you, and indeed it is. The universe is aware of you, and the universe is aware of me, and if we look deeply enough into each other's eyes, we will be reflecting ourselves back to ourselves. Behind every eye is the eye that transcends all. the oneness, the unity. So someone out there, let's get the ball rolling. Give me a call, 877-876-5227. This is BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. 877-876-5227. So we established this time slot, this Wednesday time slot, as that show of where I do the call-ins. We thought about changing my call-in show to a different name. You never know, we might do it someday if Creative Force takes it in that direction. Something to encourage people to call and get people to call. It's interesting watching the different shows at BBS and watching the audiences and how different times of day you can see more people coming in and some people coming out. I enjoy talking on the radio and expressing myself creatively. It's very poetic in the way I go about it. I wait all day and for the inspiration. When I have a show, I put myself in a state of readiness. And then before I go on the air, I tune in and allow the words to form as they will. I'm still aware of it. I'm still controlling the flow of spiritual energies through the mind matrix. That's one way of putting the thoughts in your head when taken as a whole, the mind matrix. Many people out there in the society are still bound to their own mind matrix, to the few small bits of information that entered their head since they were born into this body. They see the world through those few bits of information, just a tiny sliver of experience they allow themselves for some reason. And I come as a friend to put my hand on your shoulder and say, hey, there's no need to limit your experience to just that sliver. In fact, you can accrue all the knowledge available on the earth and still not be bound to that as a limiter of your perception. It's meditation. This is the essence of what I teach and of what any who would truly give you good advice on the spiritual path, any would tell you meditation is the doorway. And there's no substitute for you doing a meditation. Let's just take a few moments here while I wait for one of you out there to step forward, be the brave one to make the call, speak with me about what's going on, and help me establish this new way of reaching out to people, a new way of serving spiritual community. And even if you've already had many experiences, perhaps you would like to talk about that and go even yet further into the wonders of the universe. The number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're listening, I'd like you to bring your attention to the sound of my voice right now. Yes, you. Hey, whoa, you over there. You, the listener, wherever you are. Let's just take a couple minutes. It'll only be 3 minutes, and then I'll play another song. Let's just do a little centering here. And I'd like you to just come to where you are in the moment, here and now, in the body. Take a deep breath. couple of deep breaths and breathe yourself into the moment. And if your mind wants to pull you somewhere else, just say to the mind, can I not have but a couple of moments of quiet to rejuvenate my energies? Get the space, just let the mind do what it is, but take your center to the moment. That's why it's good sometimes to hear a voice or to have some kind of link to focus on to. Just hear the voice and come into the moment. Just hear the voice and come into the moment. Keep your thoughts timed, quiet down. Just let them come to rest. Don't continue to feed their energy. Just release for a few moments. Just sit still. Pull your eyes away from the computer screen or from the TV set, or if there is more than one of you in the room listening to this show live or in the archives, just take the moment. Believe me, this is the gateway. This is how the experience is. Truly begin. Whether you're a young person, 6, 10 years old, whether you're a teenager, 16, 18, or an adult in their 20s, 30s, and beyond, the same is true for all of you. We are on this planet in outer space in search of ourselves, in search of experience and growth, and to share and love one another, and to find peace, contentment, and fulfillment. This comes from finding what it is you're meant to do and doing it. And if you're on that search, and you'd like a helping hand or just someone to talk through some of that with and to assist in uncovering the pathway to your dreams, give me a call, 877-876-5227. We're going to take another tune break while we hang in there, and it's a fun little song called "It Was Such a Good Morning." Talk to you in a couple minutes. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, broadcasting to you live today from Paradise, California. And boy, did we have an interesting day. If you tuned in a couple hours ago looking for music, it was down for a little while because we even thought we might have had to evacuate the area. We looked out the back, and there was a fire coming our way. It's been extremely dry in California lately, or at least up here in Paradise, Chico area, and the little fires are breaking out all over. And it was quite an interesting day watching the helicopters come in and the planes come in to put it out. And they did a remarkable job, and I even got to shoot some footage of it. And maybe I'll get that edited a little bit later and post it on the TNT board on blogging service website. Of course, bbsradio.com is our home on the web. And maybe you noticed some of you out there posters to the old TNT board that spam has been executed swiftly and without mercy lately. And that's because I've been taking over the chopping block, cutting those babies out. We might have to eventually go to a username sign in, but we're going to try to just keep on top of the spam for a while and wear these guys out, whoever it is. Interesting to watch the flow of conversation on there. People even learning from the spamming experience. And leave it to the BBS audience to even take spamming as an opportunity to learn and transform energies and feel compassion for their fellow man. And if you're tuning in, just tuning in, again, this is Creative Cosmos Radio Show, and I'm your old pal, Christopher Moores. Yes, Christopher Moores. Yes, Christopher Moores. And I'm the host. And Creative Cosmos is on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. In the Monday shows, I am giving a speech, discourse, some kind of educational topic. And on Wednesdays, I open the door for you to come in, give me a call, talk with me about whatever's on your mind. Maybe you're looking for a little wisdom, a little bit of truth to help you sort out what's going on in your life, a little bit of advice from someone with a meditative experience who can see from beyond the confines of the body and the mind. Maybe you had heard stories of the oracle at Delphi in Greece. Well, they worked much in the same manner as I do. You would come to them, express what it is that you had on your mind. Maybe you are on a quest for spiritual enlightenment. And if you're out there listening, and you are on a quest for spiritual enlightenment, boy, you should give me a call, because we can get right down to the nitty-gritty. We can crack open anything you want. You want some new psychic powers? Let's see what we can do. Of course, that's but a bonus to the deeper peace and power one gets from finding harmony in their chakra systems. I can read your chakra systems for you as soon as I hear your expression. I'll get an idea of what's going on with your energy field. If you're out there and you want to give it a shot, here's the number again, 877-876-5227. I'm just going to keep at it every Wednesday, you know, make myself available, and it's up to you to call. Otherwise, you get to listen to me go on about various metaphysical topics, things that purely occur to me in the moment, often be a reflection of some of my thinkings of the recent times. Oh, yes, and if you'd like to follow along with the broadcast or learn more about avenues of the soul or find information from all around the world, or see some of the most fantastic art on the internet, or hear some of the most interesting music you'll ever come across, well, you better visit the site, creativecosmos.org. And we are a growing family as well within the Creative Cosmos world. And there's a place on the front site to sign up for the newsletter. That's one way we keep in touch with everybody in the Creative Cosmos, because we're getting so many friends out there across the world that, you know, I try to keep up with everyone on the phone and with the emails, but sometimes it's good to just give people an update of what's going on, stay in touch, a way to create community and to foster vibrations of awakening amongst friends. So if you want, yeah, sign up for the newsletter, and we'll add you to the growing list and send you an update very soon. And Creative Cosmos gets more and more integrated with BBS Radio, as we are now in the studios full-time, working on the BBS mission, which is the same as the Creative Cosmos mission. Well, now, you know, Creative Cosmos has a different aesthetic, a different way, but now it's all working together. So it's really a synergy, not just amongst Creative Cosmos, but amongst all the shows on BBS. That's the beauty of what we're doing, is we have so many different shows on so many different topics. And when we work together, we're really creating high vibrations and a very intense educational experience. You know, if you found us and you're tuning in hey, tell your friends about it. You know, they shouldn't be kept in the dark when there's such great information going on every day. Every day. That's all we do in BBS Radio Studios here, is sit here and find ways to get the best information out to you every day, all day round, all day round. And when the shows are off, we've got music, great music that we've been playing. Music that you won't find on the radio airwaves wherever you are. It's on bbsradio.com. Hot new music. And once again, these Wednesdays are an opportunity for you, the listener, to give me a call and tell me what's going on, and maybe we can help you along the way. Maybe you don't even know that you're on a journey yet. You know, sometimes people don't. First, you have to realize you're on a path, or that change is good, you know. For those that seek more and more security and try to build things in a very absolute way in accordance with rigid belief systems, they have not yet opened the door for that kind of change, for that kind of awakening, for that kind of new energy, new way of looking at the human being, the divine human being. And throughout history, we've seen that theme come up. Every once in a while, we get flashes of divine humanity. You know, we see it in the Renaissance period, and we see it in the European Enlightenment, and we see it in the Native American cultures, and we see it in ancient cultures as well. Even in Egypt, Greece, and before them, Atlantis. By now, we must realize that Atlantis was very much a reality. There's no question in my mind about it. How hard is it to believe? Not hard at all. In fact, it makes all the sense in the world that there was a history before 3000 BC, because that's about where we pick up in our schooling in Western society. We start learning about the texts of 3000 BC, some of the ancient Egyptian and Sumerian texts. One of the interesting things to realize is that no matter what time period, truth itself, the eternal truth in the universe, is the same, has been the same. And you incorporate these qualities within your character. We have to dismantle the belief systems. This is another opportunity on this show, on this Wednesday show, is to, we can call up and go through things, habits of the mind, things that are holding you back, where you have like a tape loop running in your mind and compulsions that are not your own, but they've been implanted from the outside. Or maybe you have strong emotional reactions and you get really upset or really intense or really angry, and you want to learn how to get control of that or figure out how to be free of some of these negative vibrations. We can go through that. There are methods, there are means, there are books, there are meditations. And that's why I'm here today on Wednesdays, to listen to whatever it is that's on your mind. Give me a buzz at 877-876-5227. Once again, it's 877-876-5227. And we're going to take another break, tune break. I was going through some of my old tunes today, looking for some fun stuff to play. You know, back in the first few years of writing, I had some early favorites. And then later on, after writing a whole bunch of newer tunes, I got very much into them. And maybe you lose track of some of the old ones. So today I went back and picked one of my early favorites to play at this point in the show. It's a nice little ditty called Things Is Rolling My Way. Greetings from Earth once again, everybody. This is your old friend, Christopher Morse, taking you through the late afternoon on a lovely Wednesday, talking about all things metaphysical. Thank you for joining us. Of course, this is bbsradio.com, your home for the best in non-mainstream information, straight from the heart, straight from me to you. There's no restrictions on me at the moment. I am a guy in the studio who can say whatever he'd like to say. No censors, no hesitation, no fears. Straight ahead. And that's the way we do it here at bbsradio.com. And if you're out there listening, feel like calling in, 877-876-5227. And it's interesting to be here doing the show on Wednesday and getting the calls going and all that. I just started with the idea that I'd really like to speak with the audience more. I'd like this to really be cultivated and for the audience to feel like they have a day where they can really contribute and even steer the direction of the show and the direction of their interest, because I know enough about this stuff that I can go wherever and stay with you and have a good conversation about it. You're not going to freak me out. So, you know, another topic we could talk about, I'm just going to go through some of the things we could talk about and give you some of the ideas. Dreams. I'm extremely good with sorting out dreams and what dreams mean, the language of dreams. In my own life, I pretty much have continuity of consciousness in a waking and dream state. Of course, I zonk out here and there, but usually I can keep my awareness present, experience the dream almost in the same manner as I experience life on Earth. You know, it's experience. I mean, if you go through a dream and you have an experience that you believe you're a part of and it has a changing effect on you after you wake up, that gives evidence to its tangible reality. Dreams are real experience, and we all study many lessons in dreams. You know, let's say we needed to learn a certain spiritual lesson. Well, maybe when we go into sleep, our guides or other beings might help us create a scenario that will evoke that issue which needs to be addressed. In other words, a scene will be created. You'll enter into it, kind of lose contact with the greater being while you're in it, unless you've really meditated a lot and made this link. And then you're put through a scenario where you get to make the choice that determines whether you learn the lesson or not. You know, and you can go through it as many times as need be until you learn the lesson. You can fail 5 times, but the 6th time, if you learn the lesson, you will have demonstrated that you've gained that quality of spirit, that quality in your overall growth. And when we see the dreams that way, we can see how our own life on Earth also works that way, where we are presented with scenarios designed to evoke that which needs to be learned. You know, what might seem like an irritant to you might be exactly the right thing at the right moment. And that irritated feeling is what you needed to look at. That's why we need separation from phenomena. We need to have the space of observation of where we can maintain peace. That's the whole thing, everybody. That's one of the great gifts of meditation, is that you can keep that space from all phenomena. So whatever occurs, you can remain centered and in control. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't get whooped up or really excited or whatever, because you can maintain that same quietness inside no matter what it is you do. You can act out in the world all you want, yet have utter silence within. It is the silence which enables you to see the whole of life and to truly experience the subtleties, the beauty, the higher dimensions of experience, how the branches become the leaves, become the fragrance of joy at the awareness of life, at being tuned in to the source. And this is not metaphoric. There is indeed a source. There is indeed a center of energy of which we are a part. We are like a flower on a giant plant. And our color expresses the qualities of our individual aspects. We can feel this connection, and we can tune into it to get any answer we need for ourselves. I can help you tune into that link. I can help you find that link, which supersedes time and space, so that you will know you're doing what is best for yourself. You will uncover and experience and become strong enough to resist the forces that would seek to make you compromise, to destroy your dream, or to batter you with practicality. Life is a magical opportunity, no matter what it is portrayed like. Know this, it is a gift. It is so utterly precious. And it always is that way. There can be no room for boredom in such a wondrous place. What a miracle it is to be here, to be awake, to be alive, to have the opportunity to speak to you. And if you would like to speak to me, we still have a few minutes. I could take a call at the end of the show. If you're listening, 877-876-5227. We'll get this rolling today, next Wednesday, two Wednesdays, three Wednesdays, four Wednesdays. We'll get her going, and once it's going, it'll keep going. And we'll be working through this material together. You can help me in the sense of giving me things to tune into, to express myself about. And together we can help all other listeners by going through this and talking about it and working it through, that it would really is really a service on your part as well, is to be strong enough to express your experience on air to help somebody else. To honestly reflect upon yourself and what's going on. Maybe reveal some pain, some difficulties, anything. We can heal it. That's what the creative cosmos is here for, beyond all other things, is to heal, to provide healing. We provide healing in music, in artwork, in words, in expressions. visit the website if you'd like to see some of these healing vibrations that we've accumulated over the last few years. It's creativecosmos.org. Creativecosmos.org. And for those of you who happen to have heard the Transcendence World Movement show in the past, and maybe have visited the sites in the that site in the past, that site's still operational as a forum, and there are many interesting articles on there. You can always check that out to find some interesting insights. That's transcendenceworldmovement.com. And also, if you felt any kind of response inside you that there was something you wanted to express, or something on your mind, or something that you've been working on that you could use some advice on, and maybe for whatever reason you didn't want to call in, but you still want to contact me about it, you could write me an email. My email is off the main site, creativecosmos.org, and the email is cmoors@creativecosmos.org. Very soon we'll have updated the online store to make it a little easier to navigate. Amy's been working hard on the update, and it'll be up fairly soon. And even doing something as simple as sharing the Om symbol or the Yin Yang symbol, or just wearing a shirt that shows that you think about these matters, these spiritual issues. You know when I see somebody who has an Om symbol on, maybe in a necklace or an earring, I always think to myself, whoa, they must take their spirituality seriously. They must be a seeker. Or if someone has a Yin Yang on, you know, I know that you just feel like they're probably going to be more open, more receptive, not limited by old beliefs and limited ideas or out-of-date ways of looking at things. They might be more open, more peaceful, more receptive, more friendly. So that's why I like to share those symbols, because I really enjoy them. I feel they are peaceful and encode deep understanding. And if you and I each have an Om symbol on in some manner, and we were to look at each other, we would share a deep and profound silent truth. The Om is a reality as well, a living reality that can reveal to you many secrets, many things you have forgotten about yourself. You just have to accept that it's possible and open up to receive that which is beyond your preconception. In other words, move to the new. Go with the flow. Change. Grow. Share with me just for a couple moments in the Om vibration. Here we go. Ready? Om. Get your energies moving, and you want to have new experiences of awakening and Zen realization, do that a couple times a day for a couple weeks. Next thing you know, you'll be buzzing and popping and awakening to many new and wondrous things. Well, thank you for joining us today, everyone, for the first of our Darshan shows. You get the idea. We're establishing some parameters here, and I hope that next Wednesday you will join us again, and we'll get the calls happening and a little bit of interplay with you, the listener. This has been the Creative Cosmos Radio Show, and you're listening to BBS Radio. Come find us at bbsradio.com. And if you have a website, put a link to us on your website, and even pick up the radio player and put that on your website as a gift from us and as a way to share the information that comes through the airwaves. So I'm going to round off the show tonight with a tune called Life is Like a Wheel. Good night, everybody.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.